Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
March 17, 2021, just 24 hours away from the beginning, the start of the madness in March. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock, we got a lot to get to here on today's show. Of course, keeping up with fantasy baseball, NBA's fantasy standouts. And Davis, NFL free agency is off and running. It got off to a real hot start, of course, with the New England Patriots basically scooping up everyone. But to, I guess, the surprise of some, the wide receiver market has been a little bit quiet. So we had a couple of wide receivers sign 1 and 2 year contracts yesterday, but it's going a little bit different than I think that most expected.
It's going way different than a lot of people expected. We still have Will Fuller not signed. We still have Juju Smith-Schuster not signed. Kenny Golladay has not signed a contract yet. Meanwhile, we've seen guys like John Brown take deals, Kendrick Bourne take deals, Nelson Agholor take deals. And it I guess, is, you know, part of what we're seeing in the NFL now, where rookie wide receivers have come in and been able to make an impact right away. I think that is having a huge impact on the free agency market. Why would I pay Juju Smith-Schuster $45 million over 3 years when I could take Rashad Bateman in the second round? He's on a cost-controlled contract. I have him for 4 years, and I don't even need to worry about having a vet playing over him, right? We saw this with the Vikings last year. They played Olabisi Johnson over Justin Jefferson for 2 games, and then they got 14 games of outstanding production from Justin Jefferson. So I think that the resurgence of, well, the emergence, really, of rookie wide receivers being able to play right away is why the high-end free agent wide receiver market is cold right now.
Yeah, I'm old enough to remember the third-year wide receiver used to be a thing. Now it's year one, so interesting stuff for sure. We did see a couple of wide receivers signed yesterday. We'll get to that in a sec. Here are our headlines as we start off the show today. Andy Dalton signs with the Chicago Bears, so his career continues in Chicago. Who knows what that will be? Starter? Backup? Who knows? Buffalo Sabres fire their coach amid a 12-game losing streak. Yikes. Shohei Ohtani, to Davis's delight, homers again in the Cactus League. Who is hotter? The answer is maybe Corey Seager, but nobody else. This guy's home runs, by the way, are absolute bombs. Can we still get 35-1 on FanDuel on this? I need to find a way to get down on this bet. And Dame Lillard's 50 points carries the Blazers over the Pelicans. But Davis, man, like, I feel like you can't really pay that much attention to spring training. You cannot ignore what Ohtani has been doing in the Cactus League. He is just basically showing the world what he could be. It would be a phenomenal story for baseball if we could get this guy hitting and pitching. And without a doubt, the hitting ability is there.
I mean, I just want to cover this on every show. I want to have a dedicated, you know, 3 to 4 minutes every single show you and I do where we just talk about Shohei Ohtani. Bet Shohei Ohtani to win AL MVP. right? I mean, maybe even throw a few shekels on him to win Cy Young just for the fun, because it would be the most amazing. I mean, can you imagine a world in which Shohei wins Cy Young? It would be incredible. And I said on the show yesterday, you know, people were more excited about Ohtani as a pitcher than they were as a hitter when he came over. Like, they thought the hitting would be nice. They thought he would be a good hitter, but they really thought he would be more dominant as a pitcher. And right now in Cactus League, he's flashing the bat, but I just, every day I get more and more excited. I couldn't stop myself. I was looking at our rundown this morning, bought some more Shohei rookie cards, you know, just gotta keep doing it.
You should have called me before that. I could have helped you with that.
Yeah, I think that he is so phenomenal. Joe Adele continues to look good in spring training. My Angels tickets, you know, I think by midseason you're going to be on board with me. I'm going to have you convinced on Joe Adele. Jared Walsh is going to be hitting. The Angels are going to be ripping games off in the AL West.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I do love – can you still get – go to FanDuel while I'm talking here and see if you could still get 35-1 on this. I cannot imagine that you're going to be able to do this for much longer, especially if he starts again and pitches well. Davis, real quick, the two wide receivers that signed from a fantasy perspective before we get to the NBA fantasy standouts, Marvin Jones to Jacksonville. Is this the same Marvin Jones a month ago who said that he would really like to go to a team to win a Super Bowl? I don't remember. And the Bills signed Emmanuel Sanders, who seems to be a mercenary now, just plays for different teams for the last 3 years. I suppose having Trevor Lawrence and having Marvin Jones means he's a primary target there. So something to like. But Sanders, I feel like at this stage, is even with Josh Allen, I don't know, probably not in on that.
Yeah, I'm not interested in Sanders at all. Marvin Jones, I am a little bit interested in, because he has been so good at producing touchdowns in his career. And I mean, obviously, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be, I think he's going to be great. Also, while we're here, you can, on the FanDuel Sportsbook, still get Shohei Ohtani MVP 35-1. Could be the bet of our lifetimes, Craig.
Look, the value is just there. I'm going to have to find a way to get down on this. I mean, it's not my favorite bet of the baseball season. Before we get to the 31st, I'll have those, including the season win totals. We do those every day here on the show. But that is definitely one that has to be on the radar for sure. 35-1 for a player that's going to do something, or at least attempt to do something, that's never been done before. Now, he has attempted it last year, and he did attempt it the year before too, and it didn't work out because of injury, but maybe this is the year. Maybe this is the cash ticket. All right, NBA fantasy standouts are coming up next. Jimmy Butler, another huge game for the Miami Heat last night. We'll get into all of the fantasy standouts. We'll bring in our producer, Brett Levy, here, and also for his picks in the Raz Slam draft that is still going on, even with a 2-hour clock. I don't know if we're going to make it until opening day. We still may be drafting. I don't know. But fantasy standouts are next. Stay on the grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Professor Rick Caro, Daily Numbers.
Welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today with us here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock and our producer, Brett Levy. It's time to take a look at our fantasy standouts last night in the NBA. And the Boston Celtics did not come through for Davis as they fell to the Utah Jazz in a pretty big way. 29 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. Gobert had another good game, but Tatum was the fantasy standout there. One thing Davis was right about, the Miami Heat surging. Jimmy Butler, 28 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 steals. Tobias Harris makes an appearance for us today with 30 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Julius Randle is just unstoppable. Where's Sabonis? I haven't seen Sabonis with us in a while, but Julius Randle, 19 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists. And then one game that I just was hoping to see a result this morning where the Houston Rockets would end up winning and we can stop the streak, but no, it continues. Victor Oladipo, 34 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists. Davis, at the very least, Oladipo is working himself at the trade deadline to be sent to another place. At least that's being accomplished at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Oladipo is making a pretty convincing case that someone needs to offer a first-round pick for him. Now, obviously, his contract expires at the end of this year, so he would have to give that team some assurance that he was willing to re-sign with them. If it was just going to be a rental deal, you know, Houston would probably take a young player or a second-round pick or something like that. The bigger story with Houston, though, is Kevin Porter Jr., who was basically, I believe he was cut. He was either cut or it was like a late second round pick or something like that. And, you know, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they need as much young talent as they can find. Kevin Porter Jr. has been incredible for the Houston Rockets over the last 4 games since the All-Star break. He was down in the G League, was crushing it before that. Kevin Porter Jr. might actually be someone that the Rockets can start their rebuild around after they trade Victor Oladipo, and is definitely a guy to keep your eye out for on FanDuel and Daily Fantasy Sports over the next couple weeks.
Any shot, Brett, for Jimmy Butler finishing in the top 3 for NBA MVP? Any shot of this?
Oh, I don't know. That sounds tough. That's going to be a little bit too much of a mountain to climb, I think, with how Harden's playing, Jokic is playing. You know, even Giannis is playing really well, but as the Heat continue to win games, Craig, it's always possible. I just think it's Embiid, LeBron, Jokic, and really Harden's in that conversation as well. As long as Kevin Durant continues to be out, we don't have a definitive timetable on his return. So the way James Harden's playing, there's no reason to think he can't really get into the conversation as the second half rolls on.
Yeah, really interesting for me. You still think Embiid is in there, even after being out for a bit. Okay, that'll be interesting to see when he comes back, if he can continue that march. All right, let's continue. Zach LaVine had 40 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal last night. Moses Brown had 20 points, 16 rebounds, 5 blocks. Dame Lillard, who we mentioned earlier, had a really nice post-game, I thought, last night, talking about, you know, wanting to be in the spotlight and kind of understanding who you are. Really thoughtful comments, I thought. 50 points, 6 rebounds, 10 assists. Karl-Anthony Towns must have heard us here on the show talking about how Edwards was taking over, because he took over last night. 29 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. And then our daily LeBron James ticker, triple-double yesterday, 25 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, and 1 block. Davis, the one thing that seems to be pretty obvious, and I don't know how you approach this, because I don't play NBA DFS nearly as much as you or some of the other people who are here at Sports Grid, but I feel like Lillard is one of those guys where you probably should have known that this is going to happen. And maybe that sounds self-righteous, or that, you know, how could you possibly say that? I don't know. Davis, this guy goes through weeks where he is the top scorer in the NBA. I don't know why it is. I feel like that's the case. For 2 or 3 weeks, you just plug him in every single day, and then eventually it stops, he slows down, and then you get him out of the lineup. I don't know why that's my perception of him, but, I mean, how many games in a row is he going to have 50 points or 40 points?
Yeah, I mean, he was our highest projected scorer on Daily Roto last night. I played him on, I played him in my main single entry team. I mean, 50 and 10, 6 rebounds. I mean, he is, you are right, though. when Dame gets hot, when it's Dame time, I mean, he's up there with LeBron, up there with Anthony Davis, up there with James Harden, up there with Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, as, you know, basically the best force. And what was interesting about that game last night was that it was also CJ McCollum's first game back in the lineup and his return from injury. He was on a minutes limit, only played 26 minutes. But for the most part, Dame is, I mean, he is just the highest usage rate offensive player in the NBA because of the guys he plays with. I mean, you know, Robert Covington, Derek Jones Jr., Rodney Hood. These are guys who just can go a whole game shooting twice and be happy.
Let's Brett, end on the game between Minnesota and LA last night. One of the higher scoring games in the NBA, 258 points, I think, in that game as LeBron got the triple double. But Karl Anthony Towns, Brett, just a few days ago, we were talking about maybe is there enough shots for him and Edwards on the team. But Anthony Towns had his big game yesterday. LeBron, I don't know what else there is left to say. The guy just doesn't. I feel like we'll be doing this in 5 years from now. We'll still be talking about LeBron's triple-doubles.
Oh, it's definitely possible, Craig. He's the oldest player in NBA history now with a back-to-back triple-double game. So another LeBron record goes down last night. So, yeah, he's incredible. Obviously, Minnesota, I think we've discussed this a bunch. They're not looking for wins right now. They're looking to develop young talent and kind of build chemistry. So, you know, to see Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns have big games this week, that's promising for Minnesota. They should be picking high again in the draft this year. Maybe you get Cade Cunningham in the mix there, or Mosley from USC. So that those would fill positions of need for the Timberwolves. And, you know, you can have your young core for the future. That's really where their focus is. It's all about player development moving forward. You're going to see young guys in the lineup, old guys getting nights off. And that's just kind of the nature of the NBA, Craig.
And who do you, and we're going to have Davis's pick on Brooklyn, Indiana. I guess that's the marquee game tonight. You know, I'll be looking at Heat Grizzlies. I think they play at Memphis tonight, but is that the game for you tonight?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. So it's probably better to let Davis break it down. I got to get us to commercial break here.
Okay. All right. Brett's very busy hosting the show, producing the show, directing in some ways the show. He's just super busy here. Okay, so Davis, final count on your tournament brackets. What are you at?
Right now, I'm in five. But, I mean, look, we got time left to go. We got 48 hours before tip-off, so you never know. I normally am not, like, that big of a March Madness guy. I mean, I enjoy it. I really enjoy the first 2 days, right? Those are, I mean, that's as good as it gets. There's basketball all day, right, sitting there crushing it. But, I mean, now that I'm doing in-game live, I mean, if I'm going to be on TV for 4 hours, I got to be monitoring 19 different things. I got to be gambling on everything possible because that's how you stay locked in. That's how I give my best performance on this show when my adrenaline is flowing, you know?
Well, looking forward to that. Other things have been flowing too for Davis, as we could tell you off the air, but on the air, we can't talk about those. That's for sure. All right, Davis, you ready to do some win totals here? I think we've done the NL Central. I think this is like our NL Central week. I thought we were going to go back and forth, but it's my bad. We're just on the NL Central this week. So we're going to come up and talk about the Cincinnati Reds. I think the most blah, perplexing team that we've probably spent less time talking about this team than any other team, I think, this spring. Or maybe, look, Seattle maybe. There are some others, but maybe in the NL, this is just the one team that don't have a clue, honestly. I guess that's a bad lead-in as we're going to make a prediction on a bet, but that's indeed what's coming up. Cincinnati Reds win.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, a surprising season for them in 60 games in 2020, and really on the arm of Trevor Bauer at the end of the season. Well, he's gone. Who did the Reds get to replace him? Here's a hint. No one.
Your heart's
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, everyone, hello. Welcome back from break here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by Craig Mish. We have been bringing ourselves through all of the fantasy baseball and regular baseball win totals. And as Craig alluded to before break, we are now on the Cincinnati Reds, one of the teams that we haven't touched on. And Craig, now we're back here with the Cincinnati Reds. How are you feeling about them? All right, so right now this is where we are at with the Cincinnati Reds. Their win total is legitimately surprising to me considering everything that's going on with the health of the starting pitching here. The win total is sitting at 81.5, Craig. This is surprising to me, 81.5.
Yeah, when I look at the Reds in 2021, I just think that it's a team that's total is really perplexing for me because I think they're kind of going Davis off last season and they really don't have some of the same assets that they had last year, very specifically their closer and Raisel Iglesias and their key starter and Trevor Bauer. But when I look in their offensive lineup, it looks very solid. But here's the deal, Davis, with the Reds and with their offense. It's great for fantasy. It's probably great for reality. But since they've moved into that ballpark in Cincinnati, Davis, it hasn't mattered who they've played in Cincinnati because they all hit there. It's probably the best ballpark to hit in the National League. It's not quite Coors. Maybe it's the best in the Central. Maybe that goes a little bit too far. But the equation for the Reds has basically been signing a bunch of guys to one-year deals. And I don't know what direction they're headed in. So I'm not sure why their total is above 500 because when I look at their offense, I know that they're going to fight, kick, scratch, 8 runs, 7 runs in games. I don't love their pitching. I love it for fantasy. Just draft all their hitters. Yes, you'll do very well. Eventually, the hitters will hit in Cincinnati. But I can't figure out which direction they're headed as far as an organization is concerned. When you make strides like they did last year, even in a 60-game season to make the postseason, and then you come back the next year and do nothing, I just don't get it.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about the Cardinals yesterday, and one of the things that I said was I think the market is expecting this Reds team to be more competitive than I think they're going to be for a couple reasons. The first, this is a team that's going into the season planning on giving Wade Miley 20 starts at least, right? Wade Miley, I mean, he used to be good. He is not good anymore. The bottom half of their rotation, Wade Miley, Michael Lorenzen, I expect those guys to be way below replacement level. Their best starting pitcher, Sonny Gray, is already injured, expected to miss probably a month, probably not going to make his first two starts. That's definitely not great. And then in terms of their starting pitching depth, it doesn't really exist. They have a bunch of guys who are like 2 years away from being a year away in the minor leagues right now. And I do think that the missed year of starting for guys in the minor leagues is going to really hamper teams like the Reds. You know, they have a bunch of these 22, 23, 24-year-old starting pitching prospects who just are not going to be ready to come up. So it's going to be like, can we get 25 starts from Sonny Gray? Can we get 25 starts from Castillo? And can this TJ Antone fella, who I've been talking about, you know, left, right, and center, can they get 20 starts out of TJ Antone? Now, I agree with your assessment on the offense for sure. They have a bunch of guys who can hit. I'm not really concerned about their offense at all. I think that moving Eugenio Suarez to shortstop so they don't have to give plate appearances to Kyle Farmer will be big for them. I also think that Tucker Barnhart being replaced by Tyler Stevenson, who actually does bring a bat to the plate with him instead of, what do they say for hitters? They swing like a stick of bamboo or something like that. Like Tucker Barnhart does not come to the plate with a bat. He is not there to make contact. So I think they're going to score a ton of runs. I think they're going to have a very hard time stopping teams from scoring runs.
Yeah, this is just a strange one for me. And again, you know, Castellanos is a long-term guy. Votto is signed through next year. Suarez is signed. Senzel is young. Winker is young. It's not like they're going to sell off pieces even at the deadline. I don't see that happening if they fall below. And look, some people could disagree. This is more of a reality talk, I think, than fantasy with them. But Davis, I went to the All-Star game there a couple of years ago, and it is a fantastic baseball town, man. And they were good for a long time. I mean, even, you know, before you were born and even after with Dusty Baker as the manager, the Reds were good. It's a great baseball city, but what are they doing? Like, what is the plan? I don't get it. I don't understand it. You hit on their depth. They have none at starting pitching. They've drafted well the last couple of years, but it's going to be a couple of years before we see these kids play. TJ Antone could be good. He could be a complete bust. We have no idea. And we know who the rest of these guys are. You know, Winker ended up being pretty good last year. That was a surprise, better than Senzel. He's their top prospect. I would guess Senzel gets a full complement of 500 plate appearances. You mentioned Suarez maybe going over to short. D. Gordon is there now, too. He's toward the end of his career, but he certainly could see some plate appearances. Remember, he played center field a little bit for Seattle as well. I'm going to lean under 81.5. They lost a lot in terms of bullpen. They lost Raisel Iglesias. And say what you want about this guy, he's one of the few closers, Davis, the last 5 years, who has just been 25, 30 saves and a sub-3 ERA. And they didn't get, what'd they get? They didn't even get anything for him. They're going to run Amir Garrett out there to close games. He's had one good year. Doolittle has just not gotten anybody out in the spring at all. Yeah. I mean, Archie Bradley, they got him last year. They just let him go. I'm under the Reds, 81.5. They're going to score a lot of runs, and at home, they're probably going to be a team that's over 500, but I think they're under 500 for the season.
Yeah. I'm on the under here as well. Which is weird though, because I do like so many of these guys for fantasy. I like Winker more than his ADP. I love Castellanos. Castellanos is a guy I try and take a ton. I even like Joey Votto, right? I think that the stuff Joey Votto did with his swing last year, even if it makes his batting average 250 instead of, you know, 290, but if that comes with 23 home runs, you know, I think he'll be awesome anytime they're at home. Suarez moving to shortstop, allowing, you know, D. Gordon to get into the lineup over Kyle Farmer. I know we don't think of D. Gordon as a good hitter, but he's a better hitter than Kyle Farmer. And then Senzel, by the way, was a guy who disappointed last year, but yeah, the Reds organization still seems really high on him. They said he's going to be their everyday center fielder. And his time in the minor leagues, I mean, he was really good. And even his 2019 season, 12 home runs, 14 steals, only struck out 24% of the time, 315 weighted on base average as a 23-year-old in Major League Baseball. I think Senzel is a guy who offers a lot of profit. I'm saying a lot of nice things about their hitters, but it's because I don't have anything nice to say about the pitching. I think it's Sonny Gray, who is not healthy right now, Castillo, who is fine. And then, I mean, really, they are making a big bet on TJ Antone, because if they are going to win over 80, you know, if they get to 82 games, Tyler Molly and Wade Miley are not going to be a big part of that. Michael Lorenzen, not going to be a big part of that. It would really just come down to Gray Castillo and Antone having really strong seasons, and that's a correlated parlay I don't want to make.
Yeah, and I hate to be so critical of like a front office, but they gave this guy Shogo Akiyama, I think they gave him 3 years, $24 million, something. I mean, what could you do with that this past offseason in terms of pitching? I mean, how many different pitchers could you have gotten for that money? And this guy Akiyama is not even playing. He's hurt this year. He didn't play. It was horrible last year. I don't know. I don't have a great feeling about them going into the year. I think they're looking at that win total just strictly on what happened last season. And the reason why they got to that last season is they got a historically good 60-game season from Trevor Bauer. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not there. And look, the pitching, I think the pitching probably is a little bit better than what you said. Like, you're giving them an F. I probably give them a D+. Like,
I'll give them a D+. You're right. Yeah, I'll give them a D+ just because I like Antone.
Yeah, and I don't. Like, I think that there's a chance he's good. There's also a chance he's a massive bust, and they don't have anyone behind him. So definitely a lean under on the Reds. The only thing they do have going for them is very simple, 18 games against the Pittsburgh Pirates this year. And if they go 15-3, they're going to be pushing 500 on the season, because it's just the weighted schedule is just so different now in the last few years than it has been. The Reds are a little bit better than the Cubs, and they're much better than Pittsburgh. You're talking about 25, 30 wins right there on the season. They just got to fight off some of these other teams as well. But yeah, we'll both lead under on the Cincinnati Reds for sure. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to deep dive into the NFBC. We're going to play our either or game for those of you who have drafts coming up. We're going to look at three positions today. We're going to go shortstop relatively early in the draft. We're going to go starting pitcher relatively late in your draft. And then we're going to dive into closers a little bit today. Two closers who seem to be having a lock on the job at the beginning of the season, but I would almost guarantee that one of these two do not end up getting saves at the end of the season. Also, Davis will preview the Nets-Pacers game for us. We'll have our updates at the top of the hour in NFL free agency, and of course, a little fantasy reality as well. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid, and you can like and subscribe to our show over on YouTube. Our 18 hours of college basketball coverage begins this Friday at noon Eastern right here on SportsGrid. We're taking care of you Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with in-game live, constantly going over all of the games, all of the results, and everything that is happening. In fact, here at SportsGrid, we even put together a nice little bracket pool, which we're going to discuss as we get into the first week of the college basketball tournament. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rookie pitchers are never easy to figure out, and I think this year is no different. Hopefully, Davis and I will give you an idea as to who we like between a couple of young starting pitchers, one on the Padres, One on the Yankees. Welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today. It is Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We got you here till 2 o'clock Eastern. So, Davis, we're involved in our draft in the NFBC. We thought today would be good to do some fun comparisons, and we're going to start off with the shortstop position today. You ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it. I think these first two guys we have to discuss are super interesting for fantasy this year.
Yeah, and they both had down years last year, so let's get into it here. It's who you believe in more from 2 years ago. Gleyber Torres of the Yankees, his NFBC ADP is 67, so late fifth, sixth round pick. Javier Baez, his NFBC ADP is 71, late sixth round pick, looks like to me. One player last year hit more home runs. One player last year got on base more. Definitely is interesting because I wonder, even in a further deeper conversation, Davis, is there a chance that both rebound are really good? Is there a chance that both do not and don't show what they were 2 years ago? Is there a chance that only one of these players ends up having a rebound type season? I think that those options are all on the table for this year.
So something I've talked about a bunch is basically just forgiving guys who had poor 2020s. I mean, I think that there are some things we can garner from a 60-game sample, but Javi Baez, I mean, no one had a worse 2020 than him. He went down to a 256 weighted on-base average. His career is 325. His career batting average on balls in play is 333. He had a 262 batting average on balls in play last year. Still hit 8 home runs, still stole 3 bases, but the year before, 29 home runs and 11 steals in 138 games. In 2018, 34 home runs, 101 runs scored, 111 RBIs, 21 steals, a 366 weighted on base average. Now, Gleyber, again, was also fantastic in 2019, 38 home runs, 5 steals, a 358 weighted on base average. I'm going to slightly lean Baez here, because in a rebound Baez season where he trims his K rate down to about 26%, gets a handle, you know, starts walking a little bit more, you're talking about a potential 30 home run, 20 steal season. I think the Cubs are not going to be super competitive, but I don't think that Baez will be one of the players they look to trade. Maybe he will. Maybe I'm wrong about that. But one interesting thing about bad teams is they tend to give guys like Baez the green light, right? Mondesi, green light in Kansas City, because who cares if you get caught stealing? You're losing 8-4 anyway. I think Gleyber obviously is going to be playing in a ton of competitive games. His steal projection far lower than Baez. So I think the 90th percentile season for both of these guys, Baez just he really does smoke Gleyber out of the water in terms of his high upside season. So I'm going Baez here, but I like both of these guys at their ADP.
Yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm going to go with Torres here. Not only was Baez's 60-game season very poor, Davis, his postseason was even worse. He couldn't make contact against anyone, and I'm worried. I am worried that something is going on with him. Now, that could all change in a heartbeat if I watch some games. I mean, now is the time you can watch spring games the next 2 weeks and sort of get an idea for guys, because they're getting ready for the season now. We're 2 weeks away. The 31st is 2 weeks away. But there was no contact being made, and in order to get on base and steal, you got to make contact. I think Torres is going to rebound. I don't think Baez will. I'm worried. I am worried based on what I saw at the end of the year last year against Miami. I watched all those games very carefully. He couldn't, and Miami's pitching is good, but he couldn't hit anyone at any time. I think the Cubs scored one run in 3 games against them, so it wasn't just him. Maybe there's a rebound in store. Maybe it wasn't just Baez, but Bryant didn't hit also. But I'm going the other way here. I'm going on Torres, and based on the ADP, it's not that Baez is on my non-draft list, but I can almost assure you when we get to April 1st, he'll be on none of my fantasy teams to start the season. All right, let's go over to starting pitching here. Get into the late rounds of the draft. We like to focus on rookies because we really don't know what they'll be. Mackenzie Gore didn't pitch in the big leagues last year, but he is a very highly touted pitcher with the Padres. His ADP is 346. Davey Garcia made his major league debut. For full transparency, I did draft him in the Raz Slam, so he is on my team. His whip was good. His ERA was not. Davis, I know that both of these players are top five prospects within their organization, so there's no doubt that you can count on these players certainly at least getting an opportunity But as I always say, NFBC or any draft that you do, you're going to have to pay a tax on the Yankees. You're definitely having to pay one here on Davey Garcia. The question is it worth paying it?
I think for Mackenzie Gore, it is worth paying it. He is the number two overall prospect in baseball right now. He is going to make the major league roster, it seems. Now, I don't know. He'll probably be something like 80 innings pitched, and I think Davey Garcia can get to 100 innings pitched. But Mackenzie Gore, I mean, to say that he crushed in the minor leagues would be an understatement. He whiffed everyone. He has he has four different pitches that all play very well. He is only 22 years old. Davey Garcia, 21 years old. I think they're both in an interesting spot where they are going to come up and play right away for teams who have World Series aspirations. So their leashes should be pretty short. I think we'll see a lot of four-inning outings from these guys where they turn it over to the bullpen. I don't think they're going to get to wriggle their way out of very many jams, right? Like, you walk the leadoff hitter, and then you give up a double in the fourth inning, it's out, and it's fireman time, very probably, yeah. For mm-hmm. both of these guys. But I think that Gore is such an elevated prospect, and Garcia is a high overall prospect, too, the second-highest-rated prospect in the Yankee system. But Gore is like, his scouting reports indicate he could be a Cy Young contender in his career. So I'm gonna, and also NL over AL without the DH, you have to factor that in as well.
Yeah, I guess my only concern with Gore, as you mentioned, there's a pretty good chance that he gets to pitch in the rotation for a while. I don't know for how long. They are stacked with starters. Mm-hmm. If Lamet is healthy, I don't know that he's in the starting rotation at the start of the year. You know, Paddock is there. They added you, Darvish. They added Blake Snell. It's like fifth starter or nothing, essentially, for him, whereas Davey Garcia is definitely going to get an opportunity. So counting numbers at the end, you may get better from Garcia than Gore. The other interesting part of this, and I know they didn't part with him, Davis, in any of these trades that they made in the offseason to get you, Darvish, to get Blake Snell, some of these other players that they got in terms of trade. I mean, are they going to have to trade him to get something at the deadline at some point? Is he going to go? You would think, no, he's a top five guy, but Mike Clevinger is going to be on their team next year too. They already have him signed. So I don't have a strong lean either way here. I took Garcia in that situation. So I guess I'll lean a little bit to Garcia here, but I could go with you on Gore. If you told me that Gore definitely made 15 starts for the Padres this year, I would choose that side of it. I just don't know that he will. And look, it may come down to, what if Chris Paddock isn't very good? That's certainly possible. What if Lamet is not healthy? That's possible too. All right, let's end with a closer conversation. My least favorite thing to do, but big part of fantasy. We have Daniel Bard, who disappeared from baseball for a long time, came back and started throwing heat and was fantastic last season. He's the Rockies closer going into the season. It was great in 2020, 27 strikeouts, 3.65 earned run average. He is a Rockies closer, keep in mind, with a big circle. So the only way we could do a fair comparison would be a pitcher who probably does not have two blown saves in him without losing the gig. And I think that's who Hector Neris is. Hector Neris probably opens up the season as the closer, Davis. They signed Archie Bradley, so he's sitting right there. I don't even know that Archie Bradley, honestly, is a great closer either. But neither of these two guys can blow three saves in a row and keep their job. Do you like either of these players? Have you taken either of these guys in any draft?
I have taken Hector Neris in one 50-round draft and hold on the NFBC. He was very cheap. I don't particularly think that he is good. I mean, he does generate strikeouts, but he also puts guys on base for free. You really don't want your closer walking guys, right? Because it puts him in a difficult spot. It means giving up singles. It means giving up doubles, turns into runs, and you can't strike your way out of that a lot of the time, or it becomes more difficult to strike your way out of that. And I guess the reason why I would side Neris is I think both of these guys are you know, high risk to lose their jobs, but Neris doesn't pitch in Coors. So Bard, he's just going to run into whip problems. He's going to run into ERA problems. I think he struggles for strikeouts more than Neris would as well. So I'm going to go Neris here, but neither of these guys, like, I would draft them in an NFBC main event or whatever, just because you need saves and you can cut them. in an auction type format, I would rather good $1 setup guys, you know, like Josh Stamont or Jake Diekman or Adam Ottavino or something like that, who are going to chip in a couple saves here and there. I would prefer $1 setup guys to both of these guys in an auction.
Yeah, in the mix, they're going for about $3. So that's a really low, maybe four, low-end, totally low-end closers. So I'm in complete agreement here with you. If I had to side with either, it would be Bard, because I just simply don't know. I know who Neris is at this point. And what I don't think is going to happen in 2021 is I don't think any of the bullpen pieces that came back to Philadelphia, and by the way, I think there are only two from their entire squad in 2020 that have come back. Neris is one. I think that he may have the shortest leash of closer of anybody in the National League. I think that one blown save, you know how the fans are, Davis, they go berserk. Here we go again, same stuff. I think Bradley immediately gets that shot. I'm not sure if Bradley gets the shot on opening day. Bradley pitched extremely well in Arizona, coming in the seventh inning and eighth inning, and they went with different guys throughout the year, and it wasn't Bradley always. And I think that's the way that the Philly sees him too. It would be out of necessity. I do think that necessity ends up happening there. And Bard, I mean, you have to ask yourself the question, would the Rockies just roll him out there no matter what for 3 months just to trade him at the deadline and get something? I think they would. And the reality is that with this draft pick, Bard or Neris, if you're in your draft, you hear a lot of people say it's you know, ratios are important and strike. You're paying for the saves with these two players. That's what you're paying for. So if Bard's ERA is 5.5, but he saves 22 games, that's all you really care about. He's only going to throw 50 innings. It's not going to kill anything that you're doing. And you're getting more points for saves in a points league than you are anywhere else. So I am going to lean Bard here. I don't love the choice. I don't have either of them anywhere, but I'm going with the unknown as opposed to the known here. If you go back track record, the last forever Rockies closer, Davis, has there been a Rockies closer that has succeeded at a high level that you can recall? I cannot recall one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they had, didn't they have some guy who was literally like 42 who was closing for them? I know for a fact that there was a Rockies closer in like the 2018 or something like that who was really good. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, no, you're right.
I remember Wade Davis trying to close games for them. That was the, you know, when he signed that big contract coming over from Kansas City, and he wasn't good with the Rockies either. All right, preview of Nets Pacers coming up next. We'll go against the spread, see who Davis likes between Brooklyn at Indiana and the total as well. You're watching Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid, and we'll be right back in just 2 minutes. So make sure you stay on the grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back. Another big night in the NBA. Of course, we're going to take a look at one game on the slate. Happens to be the first game on the slate tonight over on the East Coast. Brooklyn Nets at the Indiana Pacers. Not many teams better than Brooklyn this season for sure. Still playing without Kevin Durant. It hasn't seemed to matter. I would guess eventually the Nets will lose a couple games in a row, although it seems like it's been forever since that happened. Let's take a look over on FanDuel for the options tonight. You have the Nets minus 3.5. You can get Indiana plus 3.5. And the total is 232.5 in this game tonight. I feel like the odds makers are never quite making Brooklyn a big enough favorite for me to stray away, Davis, but they are only a 3.5-point favorite tonight, and the Indiana Pacers are one of the better teams in the East. So I suppose waiting until game time to see if someone's going to be out, obviously crucial to these conversations, but how do you see this one this evening?
Yeah, this line seems a little odd to me. Maybe seems like Kyrie Irving or James Harden might be a rest candidate tonight. The Pacers do now have Caris LeVert. It's a great story. This is the team he used to play for, the Brooklyn Nets. They just traded him. I think it should be a competitive game. I think that Domantas Sabonis is a terrible matchup for the Kevin Durant-less Nets, because they're going to be defending him with guys like Jeff Green. You know, not ideal, but you're not catching me on the Sports Grid airwaves picking against the Nets. So we are taking the Nets minus 3.5 points until they prove me wrong.
Yeah, one of the best betting teams in the NBA. Of course, Utah right at the top in terms of against the spread this season. All right, that's our first hour. We came and went pretty quickly. But coming up next, our friend Chris Kofsky is going to have our update at the top of the hour, and then we will go through our headlines. Also, we will hear from Bryce Harper of the Philadelphia Phillies, who was asked yesterday about how to make baseball more fun and better. And I thought he had a pretty good long answer, but we will play that back for you coming up in the second hour of the show. Also, our last three draft picks in the Raz Slam draft over in the NFBC that are going on right now. Brett and Davis and I will go through our selections and a preview of the golf tournament coming up this weekend as well. So we're locked and loaded for hour two. Hopefully you stay with us. If not, catch us on demand. We'll be back after this here on Fantasy Sports Today.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.